Entry 40. Fuck, I need to get out of here. Where am I gonna go? Damn it. I woke up about 20 minutes ago, not sure how long I've been out, but it's dark outside now. And I can hear something outside. It sounds like laughter. Not human, though. It's so strange. It seems to come in bursts, and the voice is so guttural. It knows I'm here. Why else would it have stopped right in front of the cabin? Fuck. God, fuck this place. It's been hard to admit it, but I've been deluding myself this whole time. Desire for adventure, it's all bullshit. It wasn't at the beginning, but things have changed. I want to go home. But if this really is Earth in the future, maybe home doesn't exist at all. I just heard something. It sounds like gunshots. And yelling. The laughing's only getting louder now. Entry 41. So, a lot's happened. I don't know if I can call myself safe or not, but it's sure as hell better than being stuck in that cabin. The commotion outside went on for another few minutes before some guys burst in, rifles aimed right at me. They must have been in their late teens. I don't know how to react at first. I thought that I was dead. However, they seemed as surprised as I was. After asking me questions that I don't know how to answer, they destroyed some floorboards and fished out what I assumed to be cartons of ammunition from underneath. They told me to come with them, and we hopped into an extremely run-down dune buggy for driving off. Before we left, I got a glimpse of what had been making those laughing noises. God, I wish I really hadn't. Looked like a giant spider with too many legs. With a human face. As we drove through the desolate, hellish landscape, I asked one of them what the hell this place was. I expected him to be surprised at me, asking such a seemingly random question. However, he didn't even hesitate.
Heaven's curse! It's what they call it anyway, he told me. In other words, this is hell.
I didn't get any of their names. They never bothered telling me. Right now, I'm in some kind of walled outpost. I don't know how many people are here. Must be thousands, though. Weird thing is, most of them are children. Nobody looks past 40. Didn't get much of an introduction. Everything's moving so fast right now. I keep asking everyone what this place is, but nobody seems to want to talk to me. Heaven's Curse. Station 26. I only ever get vague names. At this point, I've come to the conclusion that I must have been teleported. It must have taken me somewhere else, but where? Probably just another island, but it doesn't look like I'm getting a straight answer anytime soon. Right as I entered through the gates, I was gestured up to a guard tower and told that I was to be a lookout from now on.
What am I looking out for? I asked them. Anything that gets too close. Use the radio to contact somebody on the ground.
Oh, shit, I thought. Let me describe the place a bit better. You know how before there was fog so thick I couldn't see shit in front of me? Well, most of it seems to have dissipated around here. It's still present, but not enough to cause a considerable nuisance. The unexplainable part stems from the fact that there seems to be a barrier in which the fog is either heavy or light. In other words, there's literally a massive wall of fog that stretches up the clouds, sitting just a few hundred meters away from the barrier walls. Speaking of walls, they look like they've gone through absolute hell. They seem to be made out of hardened mud, and it stretches upwards, around 30 meters. From where we're positioned on the tower, we can see just over it, enough to make out the vast expanse of desert in front of us. The outpost itself gives off a post-nuclear apocalypse steampunk vibe. But I assume the soldiers or guards here wear really archaic-looking scrap metal armor. Use those firearms that appear to be powered by steam. The buildings here are mostly in shambles. There's a multitude of extremely run-down factories and buildings that are just dismantled for resources. Almost everybody sleeps underground in these cruddy dugout bunkers. Safe to say, it isn't exactly paradise here. In addition to all this, the food situation is horrific. I guess that's been a constant, so I can't be too surprised. Not even that I'm starving. My diet's turned into one consisting solely of tree bark and cooked insects. Never thought I'd miss energy bars. Currently doing 14-hour shifts. There's a few guys up here with me, but like everybody else, they don't seem to be talkative. I'd like to say that's mostly uneventful, but it really isn't. Almost every 2 hours, I see things. Now, I've encountered a lot of creatures throughout the past year, but the shit that I've seen from just a few days of being here, it's something else entirely. Most of the time, they're quite far away, but every once in a while, they get a little close for comfort. That's when we use the radio. Just yesterday, we witnessed something in the distance, past the wall of fog. At first, I thought that it was some sort of aircraft. How wrong I was. The two guys here with me seemed to know exactly what was going on because they freaked out and started screaming into their radios, "Harbingers! Harbingers coming!" Confused beyond belief, I asked them what the hell they were talking about. However, they didn't even need to answer me. As soon as the question came out of my mouth, they broke through the fog. I guess the best way that I could describe them are small dragons. But as it got closer and closer, I realized it was a lot worse than I initially thought. It had these sharp spikes sticking out from all over its body, and I mean all over. None of them were the same size either. I barely had time to process this before it flew right into our tower and shredded the two guys that I was working with. It set its gaze on me before it was bombarded with a melody of firepower below. It flew down, barely sparing me from death. It took a while. I finally killed the thing. This has taken out 15 people before it finally went down. I expected everybody to be relieved after that, however. They just remained more on guard than ever. I soon realized why. I looked back out into the shady plain. Another familiar shape had materialized just beyond the fog, but this time, it was followed by more. And I radioed them and started scrambling down the ladder. Staying there would have been a death sentence. Not so proud of what I did next. As I hit the ground, one of the guards tossed me a rifle. Guess he was expecting me to help out in quelling the oncoming attack. And I stayed for a while. I really did. But after witnessing the winged monstrosity tear apart human flesh like it was nothing, and the subsequent bullets of my low-powered firearm chipping away slowly and slowly at the creature's horrendous spikes, I'd had enough. I ran for shelter, found a locker in one of the factories, and I hid there till the sounds of carnage stopped. And when I came out, I was inundated with the sight of mangled limbs, both human and not. Strewn everywhere. I feared dirty looks as I came out, but nobody seemed to glance my way. I guess they didn't notice my act of cowardice during the action. I watched as several guards dragged the Harbinger corpses away, tossing them down what looked like a large well. Even after that grisly event, nothing changed. I got my new watchtower partners, and everything went back to normal. Nobody's even talking about it. This kind of shit must happen often. Shit. Entry 42. Well, things just keep getting more and more fucking interesting. The day right after the Harbinger's incident, there was another attack. However, this time, I was right in the thick of it. I was sleeping when it happened. A guard shook me awake, and sometime in the middle of the night, he shoved a rifle into my arms. "We need every person out there," is what I think he said. Seeing no way out this time, I simply obliged. As I stepped out of my small bunker, I was blasted with the sound of combat. I surveyed everything, searching for the invaders. Now, I know that I really shouldn't be surprised at anything that I see anymore, but I still flinched at the sight of them. They look like knights. That's the best way I can describe them, but not regular ones. Their armor was pitch black, as if it completely absorbed any light that managed to hit it. They were also extremely large. I caught a full scale of their size when one nearly snuck up beside me. It jabbed its pike towards me, barely missing my head. I looked up at the towering monstrosity in front of me. While it was completely covered in the armor, there were cracks and holes everywhere that I could see skin through. It looked like it was rotting, light gray, in the mouth. God. The helmet covered the entire face, but the mouth was left exposed. The teeth were long and jagged, in addition to being dark red. There was also no skin around its lips. I was transfixed for a second before coming to my senses. I aimed the rifle directly at the creature, and I blew its jaw off. However, that didn't even slow it down. It kept advancing, thrusting the rusty pike at me every chance it got. I got another shot off at its helmet, which seemed to disorient it enough for me to escape. As I ran, I looked around and realized that... This was a losing battle. The humans were dropping like flies, getting torn apart before being eaten by the abominations. That wasn't even the worst part. The walls were breaking apart. The knights poured in at a torrid rate. I didn't even know how many there were. Too many to handle, for sure. I even saw some harbingers flying around, as well as what looked like fiery skeletons on horses. I knew this wasn't going to end well. I decided to take refuge in a random bunker. I had snuck my way down there, expecting a bunch of others to have already been hiding. However, there were only a few guys there. They looked surprised as they saw me, but eventually gestured for me to come towards them. Hesitantly, I did. "We gotta get out of here," one of them said. The other one broke apart a section of the wall, revealing a narrow tunnel. "Emergency escape, let's go." I asked them where it was supposed to take us. They shook their heads and responded in unison. "I don't know." It disappeared into the tunnel soon after. I thought about it for a while before hearing the bunker door crash down above me. There was no other options here. I grabbed a small bag containing my belongings and I rushed after them. The problem with the tunnel was that it remained pitch black the entire way. I couldn't see where I was going. And luckily for me, it didn't seem to branch off and I was able to follow the footsteps in front of me. After maybe 10 minutes of running, I finally spotted the exit up ahead. I burst out looking for the two guys that I had been following, however... That's when I realized something. I was back out into the fog. Again, I could barely see in front of me. I heard some footsteps in the distance, but I knew that it would be impossible to locate them. I was back to square one. This time, however, I at least had a rifle. I counted four more shots. I started walking aimlessly, looking for something. At one point, I stumbled upon and almost fell into what appeared to be a boiling river. However, as I got closer, I realized that wasn't the case. There were small creatures erratically moving around in the water, kind of like piranhas do when you drop meat near them. However, these were a lot worse than piranhas. When I peered over to see what was going on, a few lunged at me, and I moved out of the way just in time as they landed in the dry sand. I got a good look at them while they flopped around. They were hard to describe, like a lobster-squid mutation with too many mouths. Safe to say, I found another way around. I don't know how long I walked, probably only half a day, but it felt like weeks. Luckily, I packed a jug of water beforehand. I saw a lot of shit out there. I think that if I was transported here directly from Earth, I probably would have died in the first few minutes. But I seem to have adapted to hostile landscapes rather well. Managed to avoid any confrontations. The fog made it easier. A few times, I inadvertently caught the attention of the entities that roamed this place. However, I learned that if I buried myself in the sand well enough, they wouldn't find me. These things were dumb as shit. It was when the fog finally dissipated where problems arose. See, at one point I stumbled upon what seemed to be railroad tracks. Thinking they'd somehow lead somewhere, I followed them. As I kept walking, I noticed that the fog was starting to thin out around me. However, that also came with the revelation that the desert wasn't as sparse as I thought it was. When the fog disappeared completely, I was suddenly thrust into the center of attention of every creature in my vicinity, and there were a lot of them. The good news was that I also saw something else in the distance, a wall. This time, it looked like it was made of stone. There was also armed guards on top of them. For a brief second, I made eye contact with one of them. At first, I wasn't sure if they were hostile or not. I got my answer when they shot what looked like a large scorpion that started charging towards me. I started running like hell towards the barricade, nearly slipping in the sand a few times. If the guards weren't helping me out every step of the way, I would have been a goner in the first few seconds. As I got closer, I saw a small opening beginning to materialize in the wall. I just ran even harder. I barely escaped, stumbling in at the entrance as it closed behind me. Unfortunately, one of the creatures also leaked in. It looked like a ghoulish feral woman with giant empty eye sockets. It started choking me, but was shot down by something behind me. I turned around, coming face to face with a large, burly man in tactical gear. He introduced himself as Crane, a soldier living at the settlement. He showed me around the place. I realized this must have been an old military base. There were tanks, hangars, warehouses, weapons depots, all that shit. There also aren't that many people. And even stranger, barely any women. Crane sighed as I pointed that out.
"Yeah, I don't know what's going on," he said. "There used to be a lot of them, but they've all been dying. Must be something in the water here, or the air. Who the fuck knows with this place?"
He didn't elaborate any further, almost like he didn't want to think about the grim implications of what that may mean for this place. In fact, they were ecstatic whenever they encountered a new person out in the desert. They weren't lacking resources, they were lacking a population. Sure as hell seemed a lot more secure than the settlement that I was in. They even had explosives here. Unsurprisingly, I was immediately assigned to be a soldier as well. I have guard duty tomorrow. Back to the shit. My bed here is relatively comfortable. Food isn't terrible. They've actually managed to farm livestock here. They look rather unsightly, like mutated boars, but I really couldn't complain at this point. Overall, the place is decent. As decent as it gets, I suppose. A strange thing to note here was what looked like a large pit in the middle of a pathway. It was barricaded somewhat haphazardly. I walked up to get a better look at it. I peered down, expecting to see a bottomless void. However, I was met with something else. Almost like a thick, gray mist of sorts. It looked ominous as hell. I asked Crane about it, but he said he didn't know. That it's been there ever since he was.
"I'd stay away from it, though. If that wasn't obvious. There are noises coming out of there every once in a while. A lot of guys are scared something's gonna burst out one day."
I mean, I'll take his advice. However, as I lie here, I ask myself if this life is even worth living anymore. The people around me probably don't have these feelings. I mean, this is all they know, but I've experienced the past. The old mundane experiences that I hated so much suddenly come into perspective. We clawed ourselves out of the dark ages for a reason. Entry 43. Holy shit. I just discovered something big. The guys around here tend to crumble up papers and throw them around for fun. As I was walking around, I noticed one on the ground. I picked it up, trying to get a close look at it, and that's when I realized that this was a newspaper. I opened it up, hoping to get a glimpse back at the old world. Maybe start piecing together what the hell happened. What I read shocked me to my core. I couldn't make out many words, but I got the important ones. It was New York Times, dated June 2003. This is the headline. "Cold War Escalating to Dangerous Heights. Latest Peace Talks End in Disaster." Felt by all fronts. The Cold War. Must have been staring at the headline for an hour. The article itself was unreadable, but I couldn't believe this. Was this a parody newspaper? It looked real to me, but if it wasn't, well, what the hell did that mean? After asking around, I found out that this place actually had a library of sorts, a place where old books and records were stored. They said that if I wanted to find out more, to go there, talk to the guy running the place. And that's where I'm headed right now. after I finish this. Holy shit. To be included.